Hello guys, how are we all doing? God, that was chaotic, wasn't it? My name is George, welcome to the FPL Banter Pod, and what a chaotic midweek we've had. What an absolute, just bonkers, absolutely bonkers. 5-9 goal thriller, we've had centre-back scoring overhead kicks, we've had... What else have we had? We've had... 4-3s, we've had... Liverpool drawing, not winning a game again. We've had Man United just dropping points in the last sort of 10 minutes as well. Arsenal winning again. Looks like they're going to run away with the league. Leeds beating Chelsea. Just manic, absolutely manic. However, in spite of all the chaos and the manic and the ridiculous benchings we had to deal with, just want to say a massive... thank you and appreciation, I guess, to the Slack members and, you know, the people who I talk to on a daily basis, Steve, Louise, Claire, and as I say, the guys in the Slack, Sam and Lee, if you are listening to my pod, Sean, Nicole, Rory, just Louis, who's now coming to the fray in a little chat yesterday, Matt D, Aaron, Raj, Duncan, Steve, Louise, Claire, just all of you been great. It's been an amazing midweek where we've had lots of fun, lots of carnage, lots of banter and just random conversations about the most randomest things. Me and Duncan chatting about our Spotify Unwrapped, speaking about different flavours of crisps and chips and gravy, chips with curry sauce, bantering with Sam over Virgil clean sheets and me and her playing each other's teams this week. And yeah, it's just been really, really lovely. We obviously midweeks are better because that's when kind of we're free, midweek evenings. And it's just been really nice to have like a Slack party. We basically have Slack parties the last three nights and it's been absolutely lovely. And it just makes FPL that much more better. Even if we're having shocking game weeks, it just makes it that little bit more fun. And if we are, we support each other. We banter each other a little bit, of course we do. But we support each other. So yeah, massive thank you, massive appreciation to all of you. I'm seeing some of you next Sunday anyway, so I'm really, really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a great laugh. But yeah, in terms of my game week score, I got a 58. I got a red arrow. I can get it up. Bear with me 2 seconds. I got... So yeah, basically I lost 100k rank. So I was 139, now I'm 238. So literally 100k loss. However, the little bit of update in the Slack and the little mini league I have with Steve, Louise, Duncan, Claire and Andrew. Aaron's now in ahead of me, so I'm now playing chase. Bless him, Aaron. He's been playing catch up with me all season. I've had some lucky captaincies and some lucky hauls, but now he's in front of me, so now I'm playing chase with him. But in the little mini league that we have, that I take very, very seriously, I'm now top again, and I've got, which I'm happy about. I'm chuffed about. Steve's in a moan, I'm giving it the big one, and I probably will give it the big one in a minute after this pod. I'm now top, Claire is now second. Claire is having the most unbelievable run, like ridiculous. She's right behind me now, she's literally up my backside, behind me with 4 points. I think Steve, to be fair, Steve's only behind us by about 10 or 11 points, I think. And then Duncan, with his little minus 12, is trying to climb back up. He's minus 12 Duncan this week. And he's also 30 tomorrow. So, happy birthday, Duncan. You're an absolute legend. You're my favourite Scotsman. And honestly, I love you to death. And it's always great to see you. And you know, you're one of the best. You're such a lovely bloke. And honestly, I hope you have a great 30th. In terms of player by player, how we all did, we will go through it now. So, Donnarumma got a 0. Due to the he's conceded 4 goals. Even though City won, he didn't get anything. And he didn't actually make that many saves either. So it was all a bit of a flop, really, for him. We then had a Timber with a 1. A Richards with a 9, which is good. Did the Palace clean sheet. Chalobah with a 1 after conceding 3 against Leeds. And I might just add, Timber was only a 1 because he had to come on basically just before half-time to then for... I think came off for Heung Kopi, whatever his name is. I can't say it properly. I apologise, Arsenal fans. So, yeah, Timber only played about 50-something minutes. So, I think he was like 6 minutes away from getting his clean sheet. But it wasn't to be. There was no De Ligt, so Dango came in for a 2-pointer. We then got returns from a Saka goal right at the end that just went over the line. A Rodgers assist in their 4-3 win against Brighton. Sorry, Helen. And a 2-pointer from Mbeumo. Now, Mbeumo's really annoying me now. Really annoying me. We're not seeing the Brentford Mbeumo. Shock horror. You go to United and you start to play crap. Yeah, he's not been that guy. He's not been that Brentford guy. The commentator said today... this time last season, Mbeumo scored 8. I think he's only scored 3 for United in the league. It's just. I don't know what it is. I don't know maybe if he's just preserving his energy for AFCON, but he's just not. I'm not seeing the Mbeumo I love that I saw at Brentford. So I almost rage sold him today for Foden. After that game, like, it really wound me up. He had a chance as well to play it, to score, but he just dived and just really annoying today. and then we had a front three of Mateta with a 2, came off in the 63rd minute, did nothing. He had 2 good chances again, he missed both of them. Thiago with a 1-pointer, who as well had to come off the bench for 20 minutes. Why was Thiago on the bench? Resting in for Spurs. That is the only thing that... Well, that is the only logical explanation for why Thiago didn't play. He did have a little knock just before the end of the game against Burnley. So maybe it was just a precaution, maybe. But honestly, he's resting for Spurs. Spurs looks like a winnable game for Brentford. But... yeah, is what it is. And then my captain, Haaland, which was a right captaincy. As I said, if you're not sure what to do, if you're really unsure of who you think's going to do well, excuse me, sir. Just captain the big man. And that's what I did. And he got he got 1 goal and 2 assists, 28 points. So, you know, 58, 100k red arrow. It's not so bad, because if you said game week 15, you'd be 238k. I'd beat your hand off for it. Like, so it is what it is. So now we move on to game week 15. So at the moment, I've got Donnarumma in goal, which is set and leave, basically. De Bruyne's my second keeper. Not going to play him against Newcastle away. So, is what it is. And then we have a back four at the moment of Timber, Richards, De Ligt and Chalobah. Now, if De Ligt is injured, then either De Ligt goes for another centre-back as my one free transfer. Just before I talk about transfers, my one transfer will be used because after this deadline at 11 o'clock on Saturday, we then get 5 free transfers due to the AFCON tournament. So, really, if you want to get the best out of it, no matter if you have 1 transfer, 2, 3, 4, just use them. Because otherwise, you're not going to get the full... You always end up with 5 transfers. And unless your team's absolutely perfect, you wouldn't change anyone for anything, then fine. You know, you leave it and you get... your extra one or your extra two, whatever you have. But to get the full extent of it, use it, and then you get five after this deadline. So I will use my 1-3 transfer. Now, De Ligt could go. If De Ligt's injured, I could go, right, well, my midfield's okay, my front two's okay, I could just change De Ligt for a more stable centre-back pairing. So maybe I could double up on the Arsenal defence. I could go get Calafiori and Timber. I could get a Newcastle centre-back. I could get Thiao or Dan Burn, Livramento. But obviously there's potential that Newcastle will rest a few for their big game against Leverkusen. I could go for another Palace defender because they're keeping clean sheets majority of games now. I don't think I'll go down that route, even though I do want Munoz. I can't get to Munoz without a hit, so I don't really want to do that. The midfield, I could just do Mbeumo to Foden. That's the one I'm really... There's two I'm really considering. One is that, or even... So I could do Mbeumo to Foden. I'm also considering Rodgers to Bruno Guimarães. I hope I said that right, Newcastle fans. If I haven't, I apologise. He's good at home, and it's a 1-week punt at the end of the day, before the 5-3 transfers. So there is that idea. The other idea I have is Mateta to Voldemort. Now, we've had Voldemort before, and to be fair, when I had Voldemort, he did alright for me. It weren't great, it weren't amazing, but he did okay. Now, they got Burnley at home. Wissa's still not fully fit, so I don't think he's going to come on for Voldemort or even start ahead of him. It's a nice fixture. Burnley have just played 3 games on the bounce. They're going to be absolutely shattered. Newcastle at home helps massively. They're a fortress at home. So I think Newcastle is the way I want to go. So again, I could either do De Ligt to Chow, which seems really, really tempting, or I go for the goal threat and then I change Mateta to Voldemort. The other one I was considering is Caicedo to Harvey Barnes, because I think because of that Champions League game, Gordon could potentially be rested and Harvey Barnes will come in. And he is a bit of a gold magnet at the moment. And against teams like this, he could easily thrive. So that's kind of where I'm at in my transfers. It probably is a Newcastle transfer. It's just where I go, I'm not sure. Or the other option is I leave that and I go, right, well, I want to get Foden anyway, so why don't I just get him now? The only issue is if I'm doing that, I have to let go of Mbeumo for Wolves. And as bad as Mbeumo's been, I think it's just a bit of a you're asking for trouble kind of move if I do that. Because even though Foden's on fire at the moment, Sunderland at home isn't as easy as it sounds. So we need to wait and see on that. But at the moment, my team is Donnarumma with a back four of Timbers, Richards, De Ligt, Chalobah. If De Ligt is injured, then Mateta comes in. And if that is the case, then it probably would be Voldemort to come in. If I did that transfer. And at the moment, I have a midfield four of Saka, Mbeumo, Dango and Rodgers. And then it'll either be a front two or a front two of Haaland or Thiago. Again, if De Ligt's out, then I take De Ligt out for the striker, which would probably be Voldemort or Mateta. Rodon on the bench against Liverpool. Now, I could play Rodon against Liverpool, which on paper sounds ridiculous. But the way Liverpool are playing at the moment, it would not surprise me one bit if Rodon got up at Anfield and got a bullet header and scored, and they kept a clean sheet. Would not surprise me at the moment, because Spurs are really bad. In terms of captaincy for my team, it feels a little bit like I'm not sure where to go, so leave it on Haaland. The only one I consider, maybe this is just me being the biased Brentford fan that I am, Thiago is very tempting, very tempting. He only played 20 minutes against Arsenal. He was rested for this game. I don't care what anyone says, Thiago was rested for this game against Spurs. Spurs are shocking at home. They've been awful all season, by the way, bar the first 3 or 4 games. They got a Champions League game coming up, so Frank will have one eye on that. Brentford are shocking away as well. Let's not beat around the bush there. I think Thiago's only scored 2 goals away from home this season. Maybe 3. I think it's 2, but it could be 3. But, as I just said, Tottenham will have one eye on that Champions League game. They're shocking at home. And I really... The benchings Andrews took, I'm 100% certain he wants to go into that Spurs game and basically go, you've left us, Frank, but I'm now the gaffer here, and we're going to come to Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, going to give you a game, and Thiago's going to get at least 1 or 2 goals. The question is, am I going to go against Haaland at home, who could easily score 2 or 3 goals against Sunderland, because it's Haaland, not because it's Sunderland are bad, just because it's Haaland, or do I better my heart here, go Thiago, and hope for another double-digit haul against Spurs and against his old manager? There's a fairy tale story, and then there's the sensible just leave on Haaland. At the moment, I'm 70-30, is staying on Haaland and not going for the fairy tale Thiago story, which I really want to do, but I just don't think this is the week to go bold and go for a Thiago captaincy. Arsenal, I could go Saka, but I don't do 12:30s. And they got Villa, who are playing really well at the moment, who are also the home team against Arsenal, by the way. So there is that. It's going to be Thiago or Haaland, that's my captain. Mbeumo's got Wolves, but the way Mbeumo's playing, I'm not even going to entertain that idea. But in terms of transfers after AFCON, the only one I've got planned at the moment is Mbeumo to Foden, because Mbeumo's my only player, I believe, that's going to AFCON in my team at the moment. So that is something I want to do, but I probably will wait a week and go Mateta to Voldemort will probably be my transfer this week. This is a very, very short pod. Quick turnaround from next week. Not even 48 hours to the next deadline. So, you know, thick and fast now. Christmas games are thick and fast. And just a mention on the benchings. You're going to have it. You're going to have rotation. You're going to have benchings, because that's what the sports scientists advise these managers to do, to not rest these big stars that we want to play in FPL. But managers like Arteta benching Saka and Timber are basically going to go, nah, not today. And, you know, it rolls on. But rest assured, don't panic, because those that were benched at midweek will not be benched at the weekend. They just won't be. Again, I know it's a short pod. Like I say, quick turnaround, but green arrows for game week 15, and we move on, and then we get all our 5 free transfers. Green arrows, guys.